Looking to refresh your closet, home, or beauty routine this spring? Walmart's got all the stylish goods in one stop. From chic new looks and the latest makeup to quality furniture and tableware. Go to walmart.com/nowtrending. That's walmart.com/nowtrending for the hottest fashion, home, and beauty finds. Your style at Walmart.
Welcome to this bonus episode of the Olive Podcast. Each week we ask our favourite chefs, cooking writers and characters from the food scene to reveal their top three cooking cheats, hacks and shortcuts to help make your time in the kitchen truly effortless. I'm back with Gerd Loyal, and in the main episode this week we talked all about his new book Mother Tongue, Flavours of a Second Generation, and now he's going to give us his top three cooking tips. What have you got for us, Gerd?
I am. I've got three intercultural flavour combinations for you to try. So we talked about in the main podcast this idea of sort of remixing ingredients from different cultures together. So there's three that I love that I'd love people to try at home. The first one is mixing tahini with Indian masalas. So this is a really fun combination because you kind of get the creaminess of the sesame and the toastiness of the sesame, but with the kind of delicious sort of pungent spice. So one of the recipes I have in the book is a tahini malai wings, which mixes tahini with garam masala and lots of other sort of chili and fennel seeds. But another thing that is delicious to do, which is sort of tahini based, is a kind of masala hummus, which is really interesting. So if you're ever using tahini, try adding a bit of masala and see what happens.
Yeah, and you literally just stir it in. Yep, cool.
Stir it in or kind of sizzle it in, kind of any oil or whatever.
Or like making a spicy drizzle oil. That'd be lovely.
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. Cool. And what's number two?
Number two is any blue cheese with tamarind.
Nice.
So in the book, I have a Stilton and tamarind toasty, but it could be gorgonzola. It could be a sort of a blue kind of soft cheese of any sort. But the combination of kind of a sort of really kind of earthy, tangy blue cheese with some sort of sharp, sort of fruity tamarind is really, really delicious.
Definitely going to try that
one.
It's
a good one. It's a really, on some pasta, either it or kind of in a toasty or in a sandwich, it's a really good one to try.
Yeah, the toasty looks killer.
It's a good one.
And what's number three?
Number three is any red fruit, so things like strawberries, raspberries, cherries, with fennel seeds and black pepper.
Oh, okay.
So in the book, I've got a saffron custard tart with roasted strawberries, and the strawberries are roasted with fennel seeds and black pepper. So black pepper and sort of strawberries, I think people are sort of quite familiar with, but fennel seeds just have this delicious kind of anisiness. So you can either sort of slightly crush up whole fennel seeds, or you could use a fennel seed powder. But actually, any time that you're sort of cooking or baking in particular with sort of red fruits, a little bit of fennel seed and a bit of black pepper is just this really interesting, wonderful combination.
Those are great, Rex. Thanks very much, Gerd.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Olive Podcast. For recipes and more information, head to olivemagazine.com. And don't forget to subscribe at iTunes, Acast, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.